Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let's get to the mixed bag. Bag brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. What do we got today, Steve Kermit?
It's a good one, though. Not gonna lie to you. Pretty good.
I used it on last night. He knew.
Mike Tomlin used a new term. I'm not sure. Are you familiar with the term pole position?
Yeah, pole position is like that's like when you have the lead position. You're at the pole.
Indeed, that is much different than I thought we were talking about when Mike Tomlin referred to wrestling in pole position. I was like, what in the Kyle Lowry is going on in Pittsburgh? But as you know, Justin Fields has joined the QB room over there in Mike Tomland. See what I did there? Pretty good. Okay. And this what Mike Tomlin had to say about what should be a pretty heated QB race over there in Pittsburgh.
We're not resistant to competition, but as I've mentioned several times of late, I just think it's appropriate to establish positioning as we get into this thing. And the term that I've used is Russell has pole position. And why do I use that term? Because during this time where we're not formally working, man, I just think it's beneficial. His experience in the National Football League, his process that's been honed and perfected, talking about over a 12-month calendar, is not only good for him, it's good for teams. It's good for receivers, tight ends, running backs, et cetera. All the things that people are that are really committed to winning do this time of year. Russell has those resources, man, that structure. And so that's why I say he has pole position, man. It just creates a synergy that I think is good for this time of year. When it's time to compete, we get in training camp-like settings and going to preseason stadiums and so forth. Obviously, Justin will be given an opportunity to show his capabilities.
That makes sense. You have the veteran presence there. I don't think there's anything too crazy about it. I do love the fact, though, that we are in wacky Russell Wilson workout video season. That like him with the I saw him the other day, like working out on the polo field, throwing routes, and then he was like lifting inside with like sunglasses on. So it's that time of year for wacky Russell Wilson workout videos.
Love it, dude. Absolutely love it. One of the best times.
Dude, I'm over it.
What?
I'm over it.
Is this about the permit?
No. No, because they're trying to deliver tiles tomorrow. Oh, they were supposed to do it on Monday, and now it ends up being on Thursday. And I'm like, I got to make sure everybody get their car out the way. You know, and it's just nobody does stuff when they're supposed to.
Yeah,
but annoying, man. Anyway, I'm done with Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Here's all I want him to do. Play some damn football. That's all we care about. You had an average, decent season last year, but your team sucked. But the year before that, you were horrible, right? The team that you played on, right? The team that you played on ate $38 million to get your ass out of there.
Crazy.
Okay? Nobody wanted to see your offseason workouts. We want to see you play football. We want to see if you can still play. Okay? Showing us what you're doing, working out. Don't do nothing. Nothing except make people tired of you all even more.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Well, the NFL draft, about a month away. A lot of the projections for the Miami Dolphins have them taking an offensive lineman.
Literally, like, all of them. I've seen, like, four different ones this week. They're all different offensive linemen.
Yeah, for sure.
That's crazy, right?
That is.
So I don't know who it's going to be.
Question. If it's four offensive linemen, can you wait and maybe get something else that might be – you can get a better, value for?
I don't know. I think that it's just –
So my question is this. Their pick comes up, right? Yep. What if one of them big-time tight ends is available?
I don't know. I wouldn't rule it out. They supposedly scouted the tight end from Texas, but apparently the only guy – and look,
The only guy is Bowers. Bowers, right, from Georgia.
Bowers,
that dude's a beast.
That's the guy everybody says is a bona fide stud. And I have seen, you know, him be mocked around where the Dolphins are picking. And I wouldn't put it past Mike McDaniel to take another weapon. I mean, it's his first-round pick. Let him have some fun, baby.
But here's my question. The whole offseason, you've heard from the Dolphins how it's time to be responsible with the cap, with who you have, with who you pay, right? That was kind of the whole thing with Christian Wilkins. Yeah, we wanted him. But at some point, when you're paying all these other guys, you got to be responsible with how you're paying money out. Right?
And the other thing I'd say, too, is with the money, while you want offensive linemen at a good rate, the Dolphins have their offensive line, I think, in pencil, don't they? Like, am I crazy that they it is right now Armstead, probably Isaiah Wynn, Brewer, the center they got from Tennessee.
Yeah.
I'm imagining Eichenberg's going to right guard. Thank God he's not going to snap. And then Austin Jackson just signed extension. So, look. We've seen with having Teron Armstead, you need to have depth. That is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But do you use a first-round pick on it?
Here's the other thing, right? Whoever you take, I would say in the first two, maybe three rounds, have to make an impact immediately.
Agreed.
Because you need some cheap talent.
I'm sorry, Marcos. We jumped into your discussion already. We haven't even heard what he wants to bring up.
You guys are talking about weapons.
We're just mad at you for ruining last night with Clay Thompson.
It wasn't my fault, dude. It was reason number four. I am reason number four. Okay. Weapons indeed would be something.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike McDaniel would love to utilize in this offense, but where are weapons used best? In the trenches, guys. In the trenches. And who better to tell you about potential candidates that the Dolphins could pick up on the offensive line than Leroy's boy, Jim Harbaugh?
Is important. I mean, if I ask you the question of, like, what position group depends on no other position group to be good, but every other position group depends on them to be good, you know, what position group is that? Offensive line. They're not not relying on any other position group to be good. They go out and they're good. But yet every other position group relies on the offensive line to be good. And then the D-line, they'll be the ones that argue back. We don't need the offensive line to be good. Do you like when the offense has a 12-play drive and the field position? Okay, you're right. Building that kind of offensive line, that's exciting. Can't wait to do that. April 2nd, let's get it started. Let's go. So do you feel ready to roll?
Now,
wow.
Can I just say this?
Wow.
I'm going to say this.
He knows football.
And that was my teammate.
He's tough.
If I told you Mike McDaniel said that, you wouldn't be shocked. But it was the same stuff, right?
That guy knows football, dude.
It's the look in his eye that gets me. It's like...
He went crazy. Look.
He's like... D-line?
So, by the way, he is 100% accurate that if you have a good offensive line, your team will be a lot better if everything else was average. If that unit was elite, so there is some truth to that.
Yep.
But it's easy for him to say that when they've struggled at that position. So he's building it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mike McDaniel's in a different situation. They've kind of been able to be respectful at offensive line.
Well, what are they picking, fifth? They're going to have there, basically, because they had Herbert, so they're not taking a quarterback. They're going to have this. He's said this. He says, we basically have the number one pick. And... so they're going to have their pick.
Would you trade that pick and get additional picks?
If you want to build offensive line, yeah, probably. Because I bet somebody
else is going to take offensive line. Because keep in mind, if you trade with somebody, then that's one less person you're going to have to deal with. If you get two picks, right, now you're getting a pick. Because right now, I'm thinking everybody who has a chance to trade and still get the player they want should trade, because you could end up in a situation like Chicago. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so from that standpoint, I'm looking at a team like, say, even like Washington. You'd have so many needs. Why would you put a quarterback through that his first 3 years?
Well, they did this, didn't the last year the Texans traded up and they got two in the top three, right? So maybe somebody does something like that too.
Right. So I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work out, but usually when everybody's going quarterback and wide receiver, so we know the first five picks will be quarterback, wide receiver, right? And you have the fifth pick, you can get more picks. And I wouldn't be surprised if it happens, and then have a team move up and start. Then everybody else feels like we gotta move around too, because I think they want this guy or they want this guy. Because, I mean, me personally, if I'm Washington, is a quarterback ready for that team right now?
I mean, you got to think they're going to go in that direction anyway. There's just a lot of mystery because there's a lot of buzz behind McCarthy that he may actually go number two.
The last time they were in this position, they took RG3 and ruined him.
Yep.
Because he was running for his life and he got hurt. Are you going to look at that and then not only sign a quarterback, but a quarterback that's very similar to RG3?
I don't think they're going to, but
Jaden Daniels,
you have to think it's a whole new organization now because they got new ownership and everything. So they're going to go. They're not going to say, well, that's going to happen to us. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but that's how they're going to go about it.
I know, but the lesson to be learned here is you have to do one of two things. You have to do the Jordan Love thing, right?
or you have to make damn sure that you have a supporting cast around him that he's not running for his life the first 2 or 3 years, because now you're thinking your team has no production in 2 or 3 years, and now you got to make a decision on your quarterback, and you haven't even put the team around him to be able to evaluate him.
Marcos, give us one more in the mixed bag, buddy.
I see the bumper stickers already. Kennedy Rogers. This is what Robert Sala had to say about Aaron Rodgers' potential stint as vice president.
No, I don't think outside the football world. I think it was viewed a little bit differently in the political world than it was in the, at least in our world.
Well,
sounds like he didn't like that tease at all, to be honest with you.
Indeed. But as reported right here, according to CBS Sports and NBC Sports, as expected, Aaron Rodgers won't be running for vice president. So
he picked somebody.
Yeah, he picked somebody else. I don't know the person that he picked, but he announced it yesterday. Apparently, he got panned.
Jordan Poyer seems to be his selection. It seems he is a fan of the ayahuascas.
The ayahuasca party.
Yeah, indeed.
There you go. Well, a team that played like it was on ayahuasca last night, the Panthers. Some cat talk coming up next.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.